Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello again. This is Genevieve Jones. Program here to talk God's Word from the perspective of queer and transgender. And during this Pride Month, so I like to wish everyone a happy Pride, and it's great if your month go well, being with your friends, and just enjoying the month, celebrating. Today's lesson, today's episode, I took it from Isaiah, 6th chapter of Isaiah. I don't go to the Old Testament that much, but I found it very valuable. We're going to the 6th chapter, I'm going to read verse 1 to 8. Hear that Uzziah died, King Uzziah died. I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high, lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had 6 wings. The 2 they covered with faces, and the 2 they covered their feet. The 2 they flew, and one called to the other and said, "You are holy, 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 Lord of hosts. The earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold stood before the throne and called. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth and wounded and said, Now that this has touched your lips, you feel his body sinned, be blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "You feel our sin, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go today to the people." Okay, I want verse 1 to 8. What I want to focus on is sending. The title of this lesson, "Send Me." So the Lord has chosen people and send them, help them to a situation where they can do his glory as his kingdom. Moses is an example. Joshua, Isaiah is one, and we have plenty in the New Testament. All the apostles, all the apostles. And they even bothered times of Martin Luther King, look at the women's movement, the civil rights movement, look at suffrage, various movements, because you have a person who was willing to go out and affect change. What they were saying was, "I don't like the way things are. Send me, I want change." I'm sure there are those who are reluctant. No, maybe I don't have the right credential, or maybe I don't look the right part. But God doesn't judge people by how they look. Judge people by, are they available? What's in their heart? And I know for myself, you know, I've had stuff on a lot of issues, and I'm normally a shy, quiet, reticent person. But God has only used people who, you know, who are open to his message, open to him, open to his leading. As Isaiah would say, he was telling the people of impending doom. Why? Because they weren't following God's laws. They were doing wrong things. And we have to remember, you know, unless the people know what God's intent is, then they'll perish. Then I think about so many of people who have affected my life, led to anything. The person that led to Christ, the person who helped me along, friends. And also, you know, help other, nothing about helping other. And in these times where trans people, I would ask the Lord to send me. And then I think about, you know, Jesus. Jesus, when he came down, and he was God's son, you know, he could have stayed in heaven, but he went to God's son. This is what I learned. He recognized someone. Now, in the beginning, it seemed like he recognized, he was aware of some of the things that he lacked. God touched him. The one in the service touched his tongue and said, you know, you're simply born. And yet, God does that. Many missionaries have gone to other parts as well to bring the gospel. And as we look now, you know, there's so many things that are needed now. You know, I look at so many things that are happening now. What's needed is people who are willing to say, send me to teach those children how to read, write. Send me to help elderly person that needs help. Send me to tell the people that God does. Send me. People are stepping up. People are coming. Why? Because they're willing to do things. No matter how hard it is, no matter how much reticence they have, they see a greater purpose in this. And when I look at this particular passage, I truly admire him. So he stepped up. You know, says here, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. Martin Luther King said, Jr. said, here I am, send me. And many people over the centuries, they said, here am I, send me. And we all can do the same thing. No. Say, here I am, send me. You know, I can do anything. You know, helping that neighbor out, encouraging that person. So just remember, God is what? Here am I, sent me. And they go back to change. It can be one person. It can be a nation. It can be a family. It can be anybody, anywhere. And we need more Isaiahs. And we need more people who would say, here am I, sent me. And it won't be easy. No. It won't always be a cakewalk. It won't always be, you know, peaches and cream, as I like to say. But the whole thing, when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, he prayed the cup of passion. And then he said in these words, not as my will, but as your will. And at right, he was saying, here I am, God, send me. And God's calling people to say, here am I, send me. There's so many areas, so many things, places that we need people to say, say am I, here am I, send me. And as I look ahead, many things that people need it. People can say, here am I, send me some great places. It doesn't matter how you look or who you are. You know, God is a person. It's not a criteria of being that being. Use of God. You know, it isn't what is and what looks. Being available to God's seat. And I look toward this moment of doom, I say, here am I, send me. I don't know what God has planned, but I'm open to it. Here am I, send me. And you have that in your heart. You know, God tells you here. You say, God, here am I, send me. He'll be with you always. Here am I. Send me. And this is Genevieve. I hope you enjoyed this particular episode of Genevieve Films. And I pray this message spoke to somebody. I pray, Lord, give you the courage, strength, and the conviction. Here am I. Send me. Thank you. God bless you.